If you're on the sales side of the distribution industry, chances are you've seen that, especially if you work in chain accounts. I know that when I first got involved in this side of the business, I went through that report, that exact report, the top 500 chains, and used it to kind of set up a prospecting, a target list or a laser list. What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to the Food Service Distribution Podcast. I'm your host, David Layton, and today we're going to be talking about something that is near and dear to my heart, education, specifically of the food service distribution variety. And here's why. I've been doing this podcast for probably, almost 3 months or so, as long as we've been in lockdown and as long as restaurants have been closed. This has been a small project of mine. I've gotten a few dozen regular listeners, and this is really cool. So first, I appreciate everybody who is a return listener, who has subscribed and shared this. It means a lot. It's really cool that people are getting some value out of this, and I hope I continue to give value. But I was asked the other day where I come up with content for these videos. A lot of it is, they seem to flow one into the other nicely. And I think that that is all pure luck. A lot of it's not by design. I've been working in this industry since I was 16. So it's been about 15 years and about eight years on the distribution side. And I just, these are the things I think about and the things that I want to learn about. And I'm not an expert in any of this by any means. I just am curious, and I'm always wanting to build my skill set and my knowledge base. And if I'm able to do that in a way that I can share with others, then that's fantastic. But I had a hard time answering where I get my content from. I just kind of said, hey, this is stuff that I think about and what I'm doing. And then I took a step back and realized that I am continuously looking at and receiving content and information from the people I work with, from publications, through newsletters and podcasts and webinars and conferences and all this stuff that I realized, well, actually, I do have a lot of information coming in. So it would probably benefit myself just as review and any of my listeners and viewers out there to take a quick 5 minutes and jump into some resources that I subscribe to on a regular basis that keep me informed about current events and just broaden my industry knowledge. So first, I feel like I can't do a resources episode without calling out the resources available for the coronavirus pandemic, the COVID reopening of restaurants and all that. I'm not going to take a deep dive into that today, but if you are curious and if you clicked on this title, restaurant education resources, whatever I'm going to title this thing, hoping to find resources on how to open your restaurant, there's a different podcast that I've done that kind of resembles that line of thinking. But I will just say this. At a federal level, go to the cdc.gov. They have a lot of information on cleaning supplies, on how to open your business. If you're still on the trying to file for some loans or grants, all that information is there. So cdc.gov, or they'll actually bring you to the Treasury website if it's the latter. cdc.gov, and then at the state level, go to your state.gov. There's going to be a banner there. It'll say whether or not you're in phase one or phase two or getting ready to enter phase three, whatever that looks like. All right, so that's all I'm going to say there. The second thing is newsletters. So I won't spend too much time on this. There are a few newsletters that two that I subscribe to. One is QSR Magazine. They send news updates on the industry, on quick service restaurants, on what's happening. The news obviously recently has been very, all over the place, but typically it's highlights of chains and trends, food trends, and just stuff like that. So high level industry stuff. The second one is very similar. It's NRN, and that's a publication as well. Nation's Restaurant News. They send me a daily newsletter, same thing, right into my inbox. I usually go through both of those along with a third one, which I wouldn't recommend here, but it is, for me, it's the Puget Sound Business Journal. This is something that is local to anybody in the Seattle area and the Pacific Northwest, but you can look at other local newsletters in your region, in your area, and just subscribe to them. They're going to bring in a lot of information on all industries, so not necessarily specific to the restaurant industry, but especially right now, anybody and everyone who is writing news is writing about restaurants and hospitality and the service industry and what's going on, because our industry has been impacted so heavily by this pandemic. The last one that's actually brand new to me, I just subscribed to it, and they seem to have a lot of good content. I know that there is more people have probably already heard of this one, but Restaurant Business Magazine. I just did the weekly subscription. I'm going to try that out for a little while. I was going through this episode's notes and realized that I do engage with one of the writers on Twitter, and I do follow some of the content that they put out, and I wasn't subscribed. So I thought, okay, yeah, I'll bring that on. All right, so that's that. Newsletters, highly suggest check your local newsletters also. And those are really good for anybody who's in this industry, and it spans all the way from restaurant operators to distributors. I get a lot out of it. I've been on both sides of that, and these are Nation's Restaurant News, QSR, and Puget Sound Journal are ones that I will continue to. If I was not doing what I'm doing now as a distributor, I'd continue to subscribe to those. Great content. All right, second is probably my favorite way to pull in information and to keep myself up to date on a lot of topics, and that's podcasts. I absolutely love podcasts. That's why I started this one. I was always, the story with me is that I was always looking for this podcast and I could never find it. So decided to start it, and I've listened to a lot of different podcasts over the years. And I think I won't even say it's somewhere in the 60s or 70s. I don't listen to all of them, but I like to cherry pick through content, and that's why titles are so important. I like to cherry pick through the content from podcast hosts and content creators that I've enjoyed in the past. And I recently, over the past couple of years, have started adding restaurant type podcasts to my collection. So a couple here that I wanted to call out. I've talked to this one before on past episodes, but QSR actually has a podcast also. It's Sam Oakes. I think I always butcher his name, but Sam over at QSR Magazine has Fast Forward Podcast. It's incredible. That's probably my favorite because I am in the business of chain restaurants and chain restaurant distribution. So I get the most out of that one. Not to say that that's the best one out there, but for me, it's fantastic. Second in line is the Restaurant Unstoppable podcast, and that is Eric Cacciatore. He mostly interviews chefs and business owners, restaurant owners, and talks about trends in the industry. He's done a Corona Chronicles lately. His content is fantastic. He has a great personality. He's a sharp dude. He used to be a pilot. He's got kind of a cool story, but he travels all around. Right now it's through Zoom, obviously, but usually travels all around and does a video podcast. It's really cool. That's actually on the distribution side is where I want to stay mostly, but that type of format is kind of where I'm going with this as I start to add interviews and more shows, more in-person type shows. So that's a great one. The rest of these are not going to be in any sort of order. Those two are probably my top favorites, but there's a few more here that I wanted to call out. Again, not in any order from best to worst or anything like that. But the Restaurant Coach podcast, there have been a couple of episodes on this one that have been fantastic. It doesn't look like they've done too many of them, but he had Bo Bryant on in April. That's the last time that he came out with an episode. So yeah, it's been almost 2 months. So I'm not entirely sure if they're still recording. That's Donald Burns. Donald, if you're hearing this, step it up. Let's go. I got a lot out of your earlier episodes, and I was really enjoying them, and I was wondering why I hadn't seen them in a while. So if you need a kickstart, come on my podcast here and we'll do an interview. All right. Let's see. I was going to take a look. Another one that's brand new that I listened to, and I think this is going to be another really good podcast that I'm going to keep subscribing to and listening to, is Restaurant Misfits. So that's Brett Linkletter, Brett Linkletter, Restaurant Misfits. I listened to a few of these. One that really stuck out was with, so it was on May 23rd, episode 13. So this is a brand new podcast also. And I'm thinking he probably started it around the same time I did. You're in quarantine, you're in the restaurant industry, let's start a podcast. That kind of thing's going around. He's doing a really good job. He jumped right into interviews. And the future of restaurants as told by a veteran chef and technologist. This is the episode that really, that made me subscribe, that really made me dig in here and say, all right, this is going to be a cool show to follow. In the episode, he interviewed Ben Ho, who is a technologist. He's been in the industry for 20 years. He had a lot of kind of a macroeconomic mindset when he was looking at supply chain and restaurants and the industry as a whole, how technology can help the industry. And it was an incredibly entertaining episode, and it kind of crossed between two of the things that I really enjoy, which is technology and supply chain and restaurants. So that was really cool. I'm going to reach out to him at some point and try to make a connection there, because I think that he is onto something that is going to be incredibly entertaining. All right. Those are the podcasts. A couple of other ones that I will just name that I have listened to that have been good, and I've kept them on as subscribed, but I don't listen to them all the time. So Secret Sauce, that's the restaurant marketing podcast. That one was entertaining. Smart Pizza Marketing, that was another one. That's Bruce Irving. They did a virtual meetup, kind of a virtual pizza expo. That's what it was. And there were all these different, it was really cool. I tried to make it to as many as I could. They recorded them. It's on the SPM podcast website. If there's anybody in the pizza industry listening to this that wants to go check that out. That was earlier in this year. Obviously, pizza expos, in-person expos were canceled. So they stepped up and they did this whole thing. They had some really, really well-known people in the space also. That one was good. Extra Serving. This is not one that I listen to a lot, but it's Nation Restaurant News. Nation's Restaurant News, the newsletter that I subscribe to, they have a podcast. And I've not listened to it a lot, but I thought I would call it out in case you want to take a look, give it a shot. And the very last one that I will say, I actually just listened to today for the first time. They had their first episode, and it was the Cafe Talks podcast. All right, so Cafe Talks. Cafe is the Center for the Advancement of Food Service Education. So their thing here is that their goal is to connect the food service industry with food service education. And the founder, her name escapes me, and I'm so sorry for that, but the founder went on the show as a guest to be interviewed about why she started the Center for the Advancement of Food Service Education, I think 20 years ago, and just kind of told her story about what it's all about. And her host, the host of the show, is a gentleman who has plans to go through a ton of interviews. He was naming off some ideas that they had on where they wanted the show to head. And I'm really excited to keep up with that. Going onto their website and looking through what they've done, they've had partnerships and have trained a lot of chefs and workers in the restaurant industry from some really well-known brands and companies, distributors, and I'm really excited to see what they do with that show. So a lot of creativity around the podcast region. I still cannot find anybody doing a distribution podcast, which is good. I'll take the market share for now. And if anybody knows of a restaurant distribution podcast, let me know, because I want to listen to it. All right. Those are the podcasts. Those are the ones that I'm thinking about and that I am going through and subscribing to and learning from on a daily, almost daily basis. And I hope you do too. So I'll put links to all of those in the show notes here too, just so everybody knows where to go. So what events do you have on your calendar? Something that I really enjoy doing, I've been to the Pizza Expo out in Las Vegas. We have trade shows every year. I try to go to other trade shows. I go down to Portland for their food show. Seattle has a food show that's great. There are the SCA coffee shows. So there's all different types of shows that you can go to on a regular basis, probably quarterly. I try to get out and get to some sort of an event where I can learn and mingle with other people in the industry. And I find that I learn so much in those days or weekends, so however it's packed. And it's been challenging this year because we did have a couple of events that were on the calendar that obviously were canceled. Some people got creative and decided to have an online hosted event, and other people just canceled their shows or their trade shows or conferences entirely. Well, there's one coming up that I did want to talk about that I think is going to be incredible for just about anybody in any sort of business. So not even hospitality, not even food service or restaurants, but any business, because it's going to show the state of supply chain and the food service industry through the lens of a few people who really get it, who are at the top of this industry, who really understand it and really see the bigger picture. All right, so this is... I actually don't have a name for it. I'm going to put it in the notes, but this is it's a virtual panel. It's a webinar. It's coming up on the, I should have put this in the right order here, Thursday, June 25th. Okay. So that's next Thursday. It's at 9 a.m. Pacific time, and it is hosted by the Food Institute. All right, so the Food Institute, if you don't know, is I'd call them a news publication. They put out reports and analytics. They are just looking through kind of how they market themselves. On Twitter, they're saying they're the single source for food industry news, data, and trends. Okay, so they're a resource, they're a publication, and they're going to be hosting this next Thursday. Putting together a panel of three people. And I think it's important to touch on who these people are. I'm going to do real quick, briefly. It'll be moderated by Pat Mulhern. Pat Mulhern, who is the CEO of DMA. And if you don't know who DMA is, it stands for Distributor Market Advantage. And they are, I would call them a liaison between chain restaurants and regional distributors. So they partner with a select group of regional distributors to give their customers and the chain restaurants that they represent a national footprint, a bigger footprint. They manage contracts, they manage to the KPIs, they make sure that everyone is in line with pricing and all of that kind of stuff. And I think there's about 100 different distribution centers around the country that DMA is, I guess, partners with. So out of the 15 or so distributors, there are about 100 distribution centers where all that food comes out of for the chains. So they have excellent coverage and they work the business side. So like I said, the contracts and KPIs and all of that. The procurement and supply chain, they handle all of that stuff so that the chains don't need to focus on all of that. They can just run their business. So these guys know what they're doing. They've been in business for a long time. And the CEO of that company is going to moderate this talk. So I'm already extremely excited to hear that. The two gentlemen that are on the panel that are going to be talking and discussing, one of them is Joe Pollock from Technomics. So Technomics is another one of those companies that if you're in this industry, especially on the distribution side, you've probably heard of them. The most noteworthy or popular publication that they come out with is the Top 500 Chain Restaurant Report. So if you're on the sales side of the distribution industry, chances are you've seen that, especially if you work in chain accounts. I know that when I first got involved in this side of the business, I went through that report, that exact report, the top 500 chains, and used it to kind of set up a prospecting, a target list or a laser list, because they had information about how many units, what regions they're in, total revenue, so all of the information that you would want, that I would want to go to Google and try to figure out on my own before I prospect an account, these guys put together and then they run, you have to pay for the full report, but if you do that, they run a full analysis of kind of what the restaurant's doing, how their year was, what their five-year outlook is, and all of those different elements. So really cool. They've been around since like the mid 1960s. So they've really established themselves as a top analytics, consulting, reporting, surveying type business in this industry. So if you have not heard of them, go to the website or go check out their Twitter feed, see what they're doing, follow them. They're fantastic. Wealth of knowledge, lots of knowledge. All right. The last person here is somebody who works, or I shouldn't say works for, he's the CEO of Nicholas & Company. And Nicholas & Company, so I should say his name, Peter Mouskondis. I think I've butchered everybody's name in this today, because I usually read these names and I don't say them. But Peter, if I have butchered your name, I apologize for that. But Peter Mouskondis, he's the CEO of Nicholas & Company. And if you don't know Nicholas & Company, Nicholas & Co., they are a regional broadline distributor. They're a family-owned regional broadline distributor from, I believe, Salt Lake City, Utah. They operate within DMA, right? So there is a partnership there, and they, or I should say, Peter is going to kind of offer the what sounds like offer the closing of what restaurants or what distributors are seeing on the front lines of the food service industry, what they are seeing in the channel, and what direction everything is headed for the remainder of the year and then into 2021. I'm sure they're going to get big picture and talk about, you know, the next decade and what trends everyone is seeing. But these three guys are going to be a wealth of knowledge. I'm excited for it. I'm very excited for it. I've already shared it with all of my customers. It's an event that, especially this year with no in-person conferences, and everything's kind of getting put up on webinars and a lot of it's just kind of getting thrown together quickly. This should be a really in-depth, really cool panel. And it's only an hour long. So if you're short on time, this is probably something good for you to see, for that reason. All right. Again, that's next Thursday, June 25th, 9 a.m. I'll put a link to it in the notes. It's free to attend. It's you can dial into it or, you know, log in. I'll put all that information in the show notes so that you just have to click when it comes and you can jump into it. All right. That's all I'll say on that. Number four, this is probably the best resource for up-to-date, instant information, instant education. There's always links through to other people and professionals and just some of the coolest content on the internet. And you probably already guessed what I'm going to say. It's Twitter. So I have a notification on my phone whenever somebody that I follow posts something on Twitter. So you can really make a custom type of engagement on Twitter, a custom experience, right? So you can set the bell and do all this stuff to make sure that you are up to date. And it could get kind of annoying for some people, but it depends on who you're following. So you can be up to date on all the news and all the most recent content or all the best content that's being put out. So people will write, I mean, even newsletters, even all the newsletters that I just talked about at the beginning of this, when those authors, or at least the good ones that I like to follow, write something and they publish it to their newsletter, they also publish it to their Twitter feed. So if you put a notification there, it's going to show you that this article from an author that you already know and like and trust just published something, and then you can hop on and read it. So the same goes for just content creators in every industry. And I would suggest that if you are, if you don't use Twitter, or if you do, to hop on and to follow me. I would suggest looking at who I follow. So I don't post a lot of content on Twitter, but I do follow a lot of very key people, very educated and intelligent people in this space and just in business in general. So I would suggest going on, finding my at food service pod is my handle, and then seeing who I follow and follow those people. While you're there, I would appreciate it if you gave me a follow. That'd be awesome, but you don't have to. Just go on, see who I'm following, get those resources. I wouldn't suggest following my personal handle if you are into technology and Bitcoin and finance and macroeconomics and a little bit of food. Then you can follow my personal handle, which is at DMLayt. That's DMLayt. If all that stuff is interesting to you, great. That's what I engage about all the time. If you are just interested in restaurants, food service, supply chain, distribution, still things like business, finance, personal finance, that kind of stuff that ties into my at Food Service Pod handle as well. But yeah, get on there. Follow who I'm following. Follow me. Give suggestions. All of that. And as always, I would love to engage with anybody. If you want to give me suggestions about the things that you like about this or don't like, or that you would want to see in the future, let me know. And that's it. So I'm going to wrap up. It's 5 o'clock. It's past 5 o'clock here. The sun's out. It hasn't been out all day in Washington State. It is the middle of June and we still have not seen summer. It's a really, really weird year. But I'll finish this the same way I always do, with a video that I recommend right here. And you can subscribe right here. And remember to get outside and tip your waitress. All right.